Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
What do you got in this hour's Dirty on the 30, Shannon?
Well, let's start with a couple of updates in this Gwyneth Paltrow ski accident trial that's happening right now in Utah. Yesterday, Gwen's lawyer complained about a camera being pointed at her directly during her testimony, claiming reporters were violating courtroom decorum rules.
This has been a problem where, for instance, reporters being in front of my client's car going out yesterday, cameras in her face, like inches away. That's the second violation in 2 days. Directly, still photographer, directly on my client's face, already transmitted nationally. So I'm mad.
Catching you up on this story, an optometrist named Terry Sanderson is suing Gwyneth Paltrow for allegedly crashing into him on a ski slope in Utah back in 2016. He's seeking $300,000 in damages. She, in turn, filed a countersuit for him to pay her $1 in damages and for him to pay her legal fees. Well, yesterday morning saw a neuroradiology specialist at the University of California testify that this dude did actually suffer a pretty powerful blow when the two collided out on the ski slope. He said this Dr. Sanderson can no longer enjoy, this is for real, wine tasting and spending time with loved ones. He also said his client's relationship with his kids and his grandkids and his girlfriend all suffered due to his alleged change in cognitive abilities from the accident. Now, side story that's coming out of this. Did you guys see that Gwyneth Paltrow is getting trolled on Twitter for her Jeffrey Dahmer glasses?
Yes, I saw the glasses.
So for the very first day of testimonies on Monday, she arrived to the courtroom wearing these retro-style gold aviator glasses, which drew comparisons to the serial killer. And I actually thought they were kind of cute in case you like them. She sells them on her Goop website. They'll set you back $289.
What?
They're by the brand Caddis. But I loved that people were posting side by sides. It was so good.
That's why I'm surprised she's actually protesting the camera pointed at her in court, because she's always pushing some product.
They're
for
on
her
there.
Website.
They're on Goop. Yep.
I love that her lawyer just kept saying, don't object me to the, the other people. And the judge was like, I get to make that call. Not you.
I always wonder how, when people say they can't do this, they can't do that, like you can't go to wine tasting, you can't do all this stuff. $300,000, how will that help him get to go to that stuff?
I know.
You know what
that
I mean?
Was
like, that's his amount that he came up with, or that's the amount the court came up with. How does that, like,
what's that going to do?
Hear what it first was? It was in the millions the first time.
Oh, okay.
He dropped it down to 300 because that was reasonable.
But even still, like, that's what, I don't know. All right. Raquel Leviss is shooting down the rumor that her affair with her Vanderpump Rules co-star Tom Sandoval started out following a threesome with his then girlfriend Ariana Maddox.
I gotta ask you that you guys had a threesome. I know it's a little far-fetched. Is that true or?
No, that's
not. Oh, that's not. Okay, so that's not true. Okay.
Raquel said she definitely plans on taking accountability for her actions. She's prepared to do that. Now, have she and Ariana talked since this big fallout?
Talked on the phone, and I apologized to her over text, but she didn't receive it very well. So.
Yeah. By the way, Ariana Maddox just got cast in a new Lifetime movie called Buying Back My Daughter. No. Maren Morris calling out Tennessee lawmakers on stage before performing at the Love Rising benefit show for the LGBTQ plus community in Nashville. Listen to what she said before starting her set.
And yes, I introduced my son to some drag queens today, so Tennessee, f***ing arrest me.
He freaked out when he went in there because it's just magic what drag queens do.
Yeah, her son's 3 years old, getting lots and lots of praise for taking a stance on that.
Well, not only that, but did you see she brought a drag queen up on stage to perform with her during the show?
Love that.
Mm-hmm. She stands behind what she believes.
And lastly, the Supreme Court yesterday debated federal trademark law in a case concerning a poop-themed dog toy that resembles a Jack Daniels bottle. People couldn't even keep a straight face. I mean, there was so much laughter as the justices explored how much protection should be given here. At the center of the case, the Bad Spaniel's Silly Squeaker toy, created by a company called VIP Products. Jack Daniels is suing this company over over this toy, claiming it violated federal trademark law, which usually centers around how likely consumers could confuse products and brands. A lot of the pet stores around here will have like Louis Vuitton, you know, knockoffs for dog toys, and there are in fact, Clarence Thomas went on to list a number of other brands that have been parodied for dog toys, like Doggy Walker, Smella Our Paw, Canine Cola, Mountain Drool. He said, are all of these companies taking themselves too seriously at this point?
Could any reasonable person think that Jack Daniels had approved this use of the mark?
But, yeah. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on theirtothemorning.com.
Let's go. Let's go.
Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30. And another world-famous phone scam is next.
What if I don't want to go? I don't have to.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.